Shalom, this is Yahya Davidi from New Bambi, Brit Am Broadcasting Israel. We are discussing Psalm 119, Section 5. Hey, in the King James Bible, you will see before 119:33, you will see the letters H-E-H. That represents the Hebrew letter Hey. Hey is the equivalent of H. This tells us that for the next eight verses, for the following eight verses in Hebrew, every verse begins with the word whose first letter is Hey. He continues, Teach me, O Lord, 119:33, Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. We ask God to teach us how to act. Unto the end, in Hebrew is Akev, meaning the heel of the foot. This expression implies unto the end, unto the utmost. We shall keep it as well as we can, with all of our might. We ask God to teach us what His will, and we will endeavor to do it as well as we can, with all of our might. 119:34 says, Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. We say that if we understand the commandment, we will be able to practice it and keep it as part of our conscious existence. The Almighty can help us gain this understanding. We have to use, it says, with designs, with the cleverness shall you wage war. A person is at war with himself, at war with his surroundings, and he is fighting on behalf of the Almighty. We are fighting the good war, the fight to keep the truth, the fight for the truth, the fight for the Bible. And sometimes we have to bribe or mislead, or not necessarily mislead, we have to see things in a way that will enable our lower nature also to acquiesce in our doing the right thing. We have to realize that the good is good for everyone. It's good for us in every way. And we need understanding for this. We need understanding to show how doing the right way, going in the right path, is good for us. It's good for our body, good for our mind, good for our human happiness, as well as for our spiritual direction. And it is also the right thing to do. This is what we were born to do. This is our duty in this world. From all these considerations, we have to take them into account and put them into effect so that we can bring everything together. With our whole being, we may worship the Almighty. 119:35 says, Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. This is good for us. We are pleased with it. We take pleasure in it. We ask God to let us do it. But we will be pleased to do so. We will be pleased with the results. 119:36, Incline my heart unto thy testimonies and not to covetousness. We ask God to want to do the will of the Almighty because for its own sake, for the sake of realizing our potential, what we are placed on this earth to do. And not merely because it's the right thing, because we gain from it, but rather because we realize our inner being, our inner drive comes to fruition. It comes to completeness. Person on this earth has three major drives: survival, procreation, and realizing his potential, realizing his inner being. And sometimes he does this in his own person, and sometimes he does this as part of a communal, as part of a communal expression. At all events, this is what a person is motivated by. This is what drives one, and we try and bring all of these drives together into the service of God and keeping His will and being a means for divine providence to be more apparent to everyone. Psalms 119:37 says, Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity and quicken thou me in thy way. Give me vitality and enthusiasm to serve you. Let me not be led astray after other matters. Quicken me thou in thy way. In other words, it can also be said to say, through going in your ways, through going in the ways of the Almighty, give me life. Let me be revitalized, Let me find vigor and strength through your law, through your will, through learning the Bible and trying to do what the Bible indicates we should do, to act in the way that the Almighty laid out before us. Psalms 119:38, stabilize thy word unto thy servant. Let me believe in it. Let me know it's true. Let me understand it. Let it be firmly founded, a firm foundation for me. I am your servant. I will do your will. You are the boss. And I am prepared to carry out your will because you made me to do that. That is what I am here for. And we are devoted to thy fear. Who is devoted to thy fear? The verse continues. We are devoted to the fear of God because we know that through the fear of God we will do well. And we will avoid sin and we will avoid doing harm, but only be beneficial. Psalms 119:39 says, turn away my reproach which I fear, for thy judgments are good. We want to do the will of the Almighty. We do not want to fail. We ask God to help us not to fail in doing his will, not to fail in general. We will do as well as we can. We may not succeed, but we will try. We should not throw in the towel halfway through, though. Don't give up. In other fields, in other endeavors, sometimes you have to give up. A boxer who's being injured, is being hurt, is in danger. He gives up. He's wise to give up sometimes. He must give up. We are in a different situation. We should not give up. We should keep going. And if things get hard, so we should change track. We should change our strategy. Change our direction, but keep the goal in mind. Keep driving onwards to know the will of the Almighty. This should be what we want to do in life. Whatever may happen, we ask God to help us, and at the least, only good to ourselves and others should result from our efforts. That's what we ask the Almighty to help us be good, do good, and experience good. 119:40 says, behold, I have longed after thy precepts, quicken me in thy righteousness. We ask God to keep us alive and to invigorate us through the truth and righteousness of the Bible. We must be eager. That's what he says. Quicken me. We must be eager to understand what God wants us to do. That is what we are obliged to do. That is what the psalm advises us, directs us, and teaches us to take as an attitude in life, to take as an attitude in doing the right thing. This is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Brit Am Broadcasting, Israel. Thank you.